Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Let's move on to something a bit more positive. Let's talk about what's happening at the Minster. Good afternoon, Hannah.
Hello, everybody.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good.
Yes.
So,
we haven't seen you for... At least two weeks.
2 weeks, yep.
Not the last time. I went to the legal thing at the which was excellent. The only thing, fortunately, you'd written it in the pamphlet, but we had two verses of the National Anthem. You could see if it went, I don't know the second verse.
You're always prepared in a service leaflet. It goes through many, many iterations and because, lots of people reading through it, yes.
We know the first verse. Most people know the first verse, but the second verse...
I didn't know there was a second verse.
Apparently you obviously weren't a brownie.
Apparently there's seven.
It's in the Brownie Handbook.
Is it?
Yeah. Or at least it was in the 80s when I was a brownie.
Right. Anyway.
I was a brownie well before that.
Yeah, they didn't have a national anthem then.
No.
Anyway, what's been happening and what is going to be happening up at the Minster?
So we are now railroading straight towards Christmas with all the lights flashing. And
is it Christmas again then? Is it in December again?
Not quite. So we had G4 last week who were doing the warm-up for their Christmas tour, which was brilliant. And then this Saturday we've got Day of Christmas. So it's the Newport and Carisbrook Community Council Christmas light switch on. So Newport is full this Saturday of all kinds of exciting things.
Who's switching them on?
Oh, I've no idea. I suspect it's not the same level of famous person as switches on the Blackpool Illumination.
No, it's probably somebody much more important, like the Deputy Lieutenant or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I must admit, it, that has passed me by. But there's all kinds. So we've got a market in the Minster. So we've got lots of artisan makers who will be there selling their wares, giving you some ideas for Christmas gifts. Mm-hmm. We've got Tombowers. The cafe will be open with the seasonal Christmas special. And as well as that, there's, I think, the Santa's Grotto. We've got entertainment in the squares. The Guild Hall's open with the Dinosaur Isle are bringing a pop-up. So there'll be various bits and pieces going on there as well. And I believe free entry. So lots of stuff going on in town this weekend.
That's really good news.
Yeah. Then we're doing, there's another market the following weekend, which is the Mountbatten Hospice Christmas Market.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Then we are switching completely and we've turned into a Elizabethan theatre for the weekend.
Right.
Hosting Coriolanus by Ad Lib Theatre, which is theatre by candlelight.
Yep.
So it's going to be once in a lifetime experience.
We're coming to that on
tickets,
looking forward to that immensely.
So yes, that is the last weekend of the month. Then we have another Christmas market for the Carnival Day, so Newport Christmas Carnival. And then Saturday the 13th, we have Festive Cheer, which is live music across the town all day, including inside the Minster. Carols Round the Tree in St. Thomas's Square at 4:30. And then we've got our Newport Minster Family Christmas Concert in the evening, where we'll all be popping up and doing different things. And there's lots of other stuff going on as well. So we've got our Christmas service timetable will be out this weekend as well. So we've got carol services and Chris Tingles and nativities and all kinds of things in the Minster and across the parish. So if it's a time of year you want to come and spend a bit of time in church, hopefully there's something for you.
Will there be a midnight service?
There will be a midnight service at St Mary's, St John's and the Minster this year, yeah.
Wow.
Christmas Eve?
Yeah. Your team of vicars are going to be completely shattered by the time Christmas morning comes around.
I think Boxing Day they will all have their cassocks in the wash and their feet up.
I should hope so too.
And a bottle of brandy in the
end. We won't get into the whole thing about Christmas and the Christian message, but it is centred around a lot of churches in this country, and why not? And I'm pleased to see that the Minster is taking a big part in that.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, it's what we're there for.
Yeah.
And I know from my own person, I'm not a person of faith myself, but there is something special about being in a church at Christmas.
There is,
And actually, it's a time where it might be, I know that life can be very difficult. Christmas isn't joy and pleasure for everybody. It can be stressful and scary and all kinds of things. So, you know, we want to be a space where everybody can come in for whatever reason. And
they don't
you,
have to be a Christian.
Absolutely not. No, all faiths and none are welcome. And if you want to come along and you need to speak to somebody, or if you want to actually find out more about the Christian message and you do want to take part in a service, Christmas is a great time to do that, because there's lots of other people who aren't normally in churches.
Yeah.
And yeah, so we hope that whatever, for whatever reason you come into the Minster over the next 6-8 weeks or so, that you get a friendly welcome and you get out of that what you want, whether that's a few moments of quiet reflection or whether that is to come and sing some carols with us or see the Singing for Fun group do something silly or
have a cup of coffee.
One's going to put their arm up their back and say you must join the Christian faith.
Absolutely not. Yeah, that's not what we do at the Minster.
I understand that. Yeah. It's brilliant.
And the Minster itself is now a very welcoming space because it's much lighter. It's not. If you've got a picture in your head of a dark wooden panel church with creaky benches, it couldn't be further from the truth.
Absolutely not. Light, bright, warmish.
But still kept that church feel. It's a big old building, a Victorian, I think, probably building.
Yeah, 1850s. Yeah.
But it's the inside is modernised tastefully. Let's put it that way.
We've certainly tried to do that, and despite all those things that I've been
it's warm.
Yeah, ish. It's warmer than it used to be.
Much warmer.
That's not hard, to be fair. It was freezing in there before.
Yeah, and all these things that we've got going on, there is always a quiet space.
Yes.
So in the Lady Chapel at the back of the church where the Princess Elizabeth Monument is.
Oh, yeah.
That's always set up for prayer and reflection. You can go in there and light a candle. You can sit quietly. And I know it sounds weird, but once you're in that space and you're sat on one of those chairs, everything outside just sort of dies down. Yeah. So there is always room for that.
Yes.
And they do nice coffee.
We do pretty good
they
coffee.
They do nice coffee, yes. Yeah.
And so it's a you know, what a church should be, but more than a church.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So all this stuff is on the website, presumably?
All this stuff is on Facebook at the moment, or it will be over the next few days. We're having a few issues with our website at the moment, which we're hoping to have rectified over the next few weeks. But rather than people go and look for something and get frustrated, go to facebook.com/Newport Minster and everything will be on there.
Excellent.
Okay.
I need to do one last shout out as well.
Go on,
which is a bit of a combo from the New Carnival Company.
All right.
So they're doing lantern making workshops. So you come to the Minster on Saturday the 29th of November.
Right.
You make a lantern and then you can carry it in Newport Carnival the following weekend.
Right.
Oh,
so
okay.
People can come along as a family or as individuals, and you will make this beautiful lantern out of bamboo and paper, which will be lit up, and you'll get to be part of that. And they're very keen on everyone coming along to do that. So you need to just
That's
pop
a great idea, isn't it?
It's a fabulous idea.
Yeah, just get the community
involved.
It's
not one of those you're going to let up into the air, is it?
No, absolutely not. No. But yeah, so if people want to know more about that, head over to the New Carnival Company website and you can book your place.
Excellent.
And it's all for free. Thanks for lottery.
And we hopefully we'll be broadcasting one of your carol services.
I was about to say, and we've got one last thing. So yeah, Friday the 12th of December, we are hoping that the team from Vectis Radio will be able to broadcast live our Royal Foundation Community Carol Service.
Looking forward to that.
So if you can't come along to the Minster, you'd be very welcome if you can, but hopefully you'll be able to hear the beautiful singing with our fabulous acoustics and get a bit of Christmas in your living room.
Yeah. Indeed you can, and you'll be able to tune into that across the world because it'll be on the streaming service as well.
How exciting is that? From Newport to New Zealand.
Yeah. Absolutely. Just work out the time difference so you can tell them.
Fabulous. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you.
That's 6, isn't it, in the evening?
6 o'clock, yeah.
So that means that if you're in New York, it's kind of 4 in the afternoon. No. It's 5 hours.
In Australia, then 9 hours ahead.
Yeah. We'll work it all out.
It'll be some time at some place.
Yeah, it will, indeed. Well, thank you very much for coming in, and thank your team up at the Minster for all they do, because it's a very vibrant place
now.
It
is.
We love that. And thank you very much for everyone who comes along to things that we do, because that means we can keep doing them.
Excellent.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing @vectisradio.fm.